Kia ora koutou, ko Ruben Raj, aho, and welcome to the Bad Monkey Music Show. And this is episode 9. I am the Bad Monkey from the Radio 13 Music Collective, and we are a group of music writers, photographers and DJs who give our time to promote the music that we love. So follow us at radio13.co.nz. Now, last week I had a bunch of rappers and hip-hoppers here in my show. We had Unchained XL, Wukong the Monkey King. So if you want to check out that podcast, head on over to radio13.co.nz and there's links to that podcast and enjoy it. So we are broadcasting live today from the Sky Tower in Auckland on 104.6 FM. This is live, boys and girls, on Planet Audio, streaming planetaudio.org.nz as well. Now, I always say this at the start of every show. I should just put a disclaimer right up front. This is not an all-ages show. So, mum and dad, if you want to take the kids out, let them play outside, this will be best, because we are going to explore some fantasy music today, as well as some metal. So it's going to be a pretty groovy and interesting show. So now, the Bad Monkey is super delighted to welcome some of my guests here in the studio with me. I am going to start off with Shepherd's Rain. Hello, boys. Remember, speak closely to the mic. How's it going?
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. How's it going?
Oh, yeah. Lovely, lovely. Let's start with Philly. I'm kind of remember Philadelphia. Philly. All right, Philly. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and the band?
Yeah, my name's Philly. I'm the singer of the band.
Closer to the mic. Yeah, there you go. Cool.
I'm the singer of the band and also the keyboard player.
Okay, cool.
Yep, and yeah, the band's been going for a good 5 years, going on to 6 now.
Ah, okay, yeah. All right. And who are the other members that we have here today?
My name is Oliver. I play a guitar in the band. Do some of our music production as well. And yeah, that's me.
All right, cool. And who do we have, the youngest and newest member?
Yeah, hey guys, I'm Joe and I play bass for Shepherd's Rain.
All right, well, Joe, you have a small voice for someone so big. And I remember you from Mitt Eldner, right?
Yeah, Mitt Eldner.
Oh, you want to give a shout out to the boys there?
Oh, yeah, shout out to the boys from Mitt Eldner.
All right, cool. Okay, so who do I also have here? I have the two lads from Carnivorous Plant Society. Kia ora.
G'day, Bad Monkey.
Hey, how are you doing, Finn?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Oh, thank you. Welcome. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Finn, and I play the trumpet and a few other things. I play the vibraphone and the keyboard. And yeah, I'm in Carnivorous Plant Society. And I'm here with Alistair, who's also a very important member of the band.
Oh, kia ora. Alistair.
I play drums in the band.
Okay.
And he does the production, the bulk of the production work, well, with some help from some other people, but...
And who are these other people in the band?
So, the other people in the band, yeah. We have Tam Scholes, who plays guitar, Siobhan Thompson, who plays violin and vibraphone and baby trumpet, and a bit of singing. And then we also have Cass Mitchell, who plays bass and sings. And am I forgetting anyone? That's us, eh?
That's us.
It's a bit confusing because we've had a bit of subs the last few weeks. We were joined with Oliver Emmett for a large tour
in
July.
That's right. He was on bass and...
bass and trombone and a bit of singing. And then on Friday night, we had Eric Scholes play bass with us. So we're a large
Eric
family.
Scholes, is that another member of the Scholes family?
Yep, he certainly is, yep.
Oh, wow, cool. Okay, so, yeah, excellent. The stage is always full when you
We're
guys
are. We're a musical
are.
Family. Yeah.
Excellent. And I'm going to come back to the Carnivorous Plant Society soon because I want to go back to Shepherd's Rain. I have a couple of questions for you guys. I would like to know, what is the definition of intelligent metal? Because a couple of weeks ago, I had Outside In, shout out to Mikey Brown, and he was introducing his music saying he plays prog sensible music. So I said, what is prog sensible? He says prog music, progressive music without the wank. So now I see you guys are saying you play intelligent metal, so I'm curious, what is intelligent metal?
I don't even think we came up with it.
Well, it's in your...
I know the answer to that question.
Yeah. I wouldn't know the answer because we didn't write that. So.
Oh, you didn't write that? Yeah. Piece of marketing. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, We definitely wouldn't say that.
What?
It's real beginning of us to do something like that. No.
That's okay. That's okay. I was pulling your chain a little bit. But do tell us now about the uniqueness of your music and sound.
I think that comes with a different genre of music that we all listen to and play. And obviously, us as people, we're all Polynesians, so there's a difference in the way that we listen to genres. We all listen to different things. Like, some of us were brought up classically, we play classical piano. Some of us are brought up as metalheads, and some of us just gospel singers and gospel jammers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we've got a whole mix in this.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. And I missed out, and I apologize. I need to rewind a little bit. There are 5 members in your band now, and there's 3 of you here. Can you let us know who are the other 2 members of your band?
Yeah, so we've got our other guitarist, Gideon Voon.
Okay.
Who is Chinese and Thai.
Okay.
And then we've got Shaman Ramika. He's our Maori bro.
Oh, okay, cool. And he's the one banging away in the drums, right?
He's the one smashing the drums, yeah.
All right, so you just said that you've got such a wide genre diversity in your influences, from gospel to jazz and classical. So who are the ones that are classically trained?
One of them. I played my first instrument's actually a piano, so I grew up playing the piano and I picked up guitar later. And I actually studied piano at university, so I did piano at Auckland University.
Cool.
And then, but then I got into rock and metal as well, and I think guitar's more suited for that, so I play guitar in the band.
Very cool, very cool. And who is the gospel, the one with the gospel sound?
That'll probably be me and Gideon. So Gideon,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
He's a famous place for church, and he's got a bit of a nice groove as well. But I'm also classically trained like Oliver.
And, okay. Classically trained in what instrument?
Piano.
Piano as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
And with gospel, I'm the choir master for church, and I play piano for years and years.
Is that how you write your music, actually on piano first?
Yeah, I write it on piano first and then give it out to all the boys and, hey, come up with something. Because my guitar playing is shocking, so I got these guys.
That's all right. You know where your strengths are.
Yeah.
This is the important bit. So why the name? Tell me about the name, Shepherd's Rain. Why?
Okay, so everyone knows what a shepherd is, and I think of us as our own shepherds, and we've got our own flock that we look after, which is our fans and our family and friends. So yeah, that's how, and we're sort of raining on the world.
Wow.
Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where we came up with Shepherd's Rain.
Oh, excellent. That's pretty deep. And now for a completely different name, Carnivorous Plant Society. So, Finn, tell me now, how did that name come about?
Oh, I wish I could say something as deep as that. I mean, I just find it very hard naming bands, and we were throwing around a lot of band names, and that one didn't seem absolutely terrible. I think that one was just kind of...
Finn was actually a member of the Carnivorous Plant
Society. That's true, yeah.
He has a little badge from when he was a kid.
Oh, is that right? Like, so there is an actual Carnivorous Plant Society.
And I got some plants too, some actual Carnivorous Plants.
And what does this association or club do?
Well, they would get together for a meeting, I think it was once a month, and they were just about 20 or so people, and they just sort of... I can't actually really remember. I was kind of too young to enjoy the meetings. It was... kind of just felt like adult talk was going on, and I kind of tuned out. But they would sell carnivorous plants and talk about carnivorous plants.
But there's a big network of people who are really into it. When we played in Opotiki, they had there were some people come out, some, like, I guess you would say elderly ladies, and they brought along with them their carnivorous plants to the show.
Isn't
they
were
so enthusiastic
cool
about them, yeah.
And
so
we get a few likes on Facebook because people think that we're a carnivorous plant.
That always helps.
It's really
that
helps.
Helps.
Yeah, so.
Tips to you guys, Shepherd's Rain. You need to think of something that kind of like helps
get the
with
the... Get the shepherds...
Shepherd Society.
Well, you need all the help you can get these days with a band.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I need to ask you a very important question, Finn. When did the fantasy start?
Oh my God, that is a very important question.
And I'm particularly thinking of those wacky, bizarre, but absolutely adored, enduring animations that you create.
The animations are, well, I kind of just used to draw quite a lot in primary school, and then I stopped for quite a while. I remember actually in high school I stopped when my art teacher told me that I wasn't allowed to do art because I wasn't good enough. And now look at me. Miss Douglas, if you're out there, shame on you. But yeah, so I stopped for a while. But then after jazz school, I just sort of started drawing again and stuff. And then we had made this song called Misty Magic Land, and I started just... I didn't actually mean for it to be released, but I thought it'd be interesting to just draw pictures of a guy kind of going on a walk, and then I just sort of made the whole thing up as I went, and it ended up being a music video that we played our live shows with, and I mean the story of Misty Magic Land ended up being pretty trippy because he goes to another dimension and. And meets lots of monsters, and he has a very crazy experience.
He gets swallowed up by a giant.
Yeah, a giant.
It looks like he's from some S&M club.
Yeah, he gets, and then he gets spewed out of his mouth, and he has to kill like a little kind of cute little guy. He has to kind of gore its eyes out, and
yes, and there's puke everywhere.
Yeah, there's lots of puke, and but it was. I mean, it was really fun to do, and then. And then it was like, now I just had to do, lots of them for the other videos. And
well, you started it.
I started it, now I can't stop. Yeah,
well, it's okay. And boys and girls, here is Misty Magic Land.
Oh, good call.
Well, that was Misty Magic Land from the self-titled debut of Carnivorous Plant Society in 2014. And Finn, I think you said it was recorded way before that, yeah?
Yeah, that whole album took us about a year to make.
Wow. And what did you think of it, Shepherd's Rain?
That was awesome. I thought that I was caught by the chord progressions and... I don't know if you actually played it or if that was a sequencer on the keyboard and just doing the whole
that was the arpeggio button.
Just doing that, but it wasn't in time. It was more like it more revolved into the phrase again. The more times you play, I think it was like 5 beats.
Every
bar or something. Yeah. That's cool. And the brass just said,
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. That was pretty dope. All right, now tell us about your latest single, The Resurrected Legend, Shepherd's Rain. Tell us about that. Why did you resurrect this track?
So The Resurrected Legend was one of the songs from our debut album that came out last year. And we feel it's one of our strongest songs. And then we're actually real fortunate to get an NZ On Air grant this beginning of the year, which we applied with Legend.
Okay.
And then with that we used it as an opportunity to redo the song when we put it out with a video clip.
Okay.
So with that we added some parts and added some more guitar parts.
And
Epic as a solo in it, and we added the parquet drums to it,
right,
which is a traditional Pacific
log drums.
Yeah, that sounds quite prominent at the start, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So it's something we've been experimenting with a bit for a while.
Yeah.
So far we'll try it out on this song, and then we're pretty happy how it turned out. The combination of the log drums with the heavy metal guitars creates a nice little...
It's real haunting.
Yeah,
so
this
real
nice atmosphere.
Yeah, so, yeah. And we're gonna definitely listen to this track here in a minute. I wanna talk a little bit about it first. And yes, haunting comes to mind. that log drum effect is pretty cool. And what else did you do differently to polish up and resurrect this track? The pianos seem to be more prominent to me as well.
So I did remix the track too. Yeah, it was mainly that. Just added some new guitar parts and then log drums.
And was Big Joe in this one?
No, not yet.
This was before.
Yeah. This was before. All right, cool.
Came in just after that.
We
used it as a chance to redo it again.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. So tell me about this epic video, because the song is one thing, but man, fuck. You know, you watch this video and... It's scary. I have to say personally, it's scary in a good way, because man, there's some warriors in that video. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we're super happy how it turned out. We had all these ideas we wanted to add into it, and then so we put our ideas together and took it to Cosmic Pictures, and him and his team. So they're the video team behind some Alien Weaponry's epic videos.
Oh, cool. Okay. And who are they again? Sorry?
Cosmic Pictures.
Awesome. Cool.
His name is Pietrik.
Pietrik? Sounds like a Russian name, Pietrik.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow. Cool. Sure. Okay. Well, shout out.
Yeah,
cool.
shout out to him. He did a really good job.
Yes.
Who casted the dancers and the fighters?
Yeah, so Philly did a real amazing job of that, putting a search out and finding heaps of awesome people to help out on the video.
Okay.
Some of our friends.
And you guys did it in the gym, right? Which gym was this?
David Tour's gym.
Oh, okay, cool. Is this in South Auckland?
Yeah. Onehunga.
Oh, Onehunga, okay.
Sort of South, yeah.
So anyone in the band box or fight or, you know...
Yeah, I used to, but not anymore.
So where did this come? Where did this idea come from? That you know, we wanted to make to use the whole fighting ring as the stage for this video.
Yeah, I guess it came from when we were brainstorming ideas for the story. So Philly wrote the song. So he was sort of about the sort of role models and father figures.
Yeah.
And then, so thinking of ways how we can show that in a dramatic way, so we thought of Right. Covered the idea of fighting.
Right.
My dad he's a bit of a boxer as well, so I thought it would be a good idea to put boxing in there.
Excellent.
And and then we just remembered, got old David Tua. For those that don't know who David Tua is, probably one of New Zealand's biggest boxers ever.
Wow.
He's huge. He's a legend himself, and he helped us out, let us use his gym.
Oh,
as
excellent.
Well as being in the clip. So you'll see him in the clip as well, and he's crazy just.
Oh, is this the guy with a hood on?
Yeah, that's David Tua.
Fuck, man, he is scary.
He is scary. He's, if you ever have the chance to go on YouTube and look up his highlights, don't want to be the other guy.
They're scarier than the video clip.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well,
he's a cool dude. Very cool dude.
Well, I hope I will meet him with all of you present, because I will meet him alone. Here is Legend by Shepherd's Reign. Visit radio13.co.nz if you cannot live without music. We offer unbiased reviews of music across all genres and photography by some of the best music photographers today. Listen to our Radio 13 DJs live on Planet FM 104.6 every Saturday night 8:30 p.m. and every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. or anytime on planetaudio.org.nz. Beatles Legend by Shepherd's Rain. Wow. Man, awesome. I'm sweaty. Cool. What do you think, Vin?
A lot of energy.
Yeah, wasn't it?
It's awesome, yeah.
Well, what did you think of the drums, Alistair?
Yeah, I was loving them. Did you say pate? Is that how you say it?
It's a K. We sort of say K, pake.
Oh,
yeah.
Pake.
But it's spelled T.
But with a T. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right, eh? I like it. It's like kind of like Lynn takes it to another kind of world.
It does.
Yeah, I want to see the video as well.
Yeah, please. And the legend, you mentioned about you were thinking of your father. Is that who the legend is?
Yeah.
In the song?
So I wrote this song. I actually wrote the song when I was a little dude. I was like around 10 years ago or something.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. If you listen to the lyrics, it's quite funny. The lyrics is real corny. Corny lyrics. And I thought, oh, nah, I'm going to stay true to my lyrics I wrote when I was younger. So I kept them in. Yeah. Could have changed them, but yeah. But the song is about our not just mine, but all the boys' fathers. And we've been together for ages. And I've got to know their fathers as well. It's pretty cool.
Excellent. All right, well, here is a part of the show where we're going to do something really, really wacky. Because I had to do something wacky. I'm thinking of Carnivorous Plant Society. They're going to do something wacky. So I'm going to ask you questions, right? I need you to share some tips and tricks with the listeners of the show. Simple and not too complicated. So I'm going to start with Finn. And just two questions, one for Finn and one for Shepherd's Rain. And you decide who is going to share this tip. For Finn, what frame of mind is best suited to create some utterly bizarre drawings?
Oh, I mean, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say what you want me to say.
I'm trying my best to get him to say what I want him to say, but let's see.
I mean, I don't feel like you need to be high necessarily to do it.
No, I was thinking about how you're dressed, but anyway, carry on. I
mean, yeah. Well, I think it's nice to have a nice clean house, you know?
Okay.
Have the to-do list all taken care of so you've got nothing to do and good to just sit down and just get started, you know? And I think sometimes being creative, a lot of people feel like they need to wait for some, or that they need to do something like go for a walk in the forest or some kind of creative sort of weird stuff. But I think it's kind of nice to not feel like you need to do anything like that, to just be able to, because I think if you trust your creativity, it will kind of start, you know what I mean? Like if you just sort of sit down and get started, it should be able to get the ball rolling yourself without necessarily having to get high or go for a walk in the forest or meditate or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to push you a little bit more by asking if you start with a blank sheet of paper or do you have multiple things going on and you just kind of pick this one and say, I feel like I want to continue on this project and continue doing that way.
Well, I definitely have a little book that often has a lot of different ideas in it, and sometimes they sort of, different ideas will glue together from the book or from various other bits of paper. But yeah, sometimes I like to just get started on something and just set aside some time to be creative and make something.
Okay. Yeah. So you're quite disciplined. This is my time. I'm going to just focus and that's how we go.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Cool. All right. Now, Shepherd's Rain, your question is not going to be that easy.
Oh, that was a hard question. It was hard.
Was it?
That's kind of, yeah.
Okay, cool. So the question to you boys is, how do you keep your hair so black and bouncy? What's the secret?
Oh, that's easy.
It's just like that. It's just our natural hair.
I mean, I'm sure you know, the boys and girls out there would want to know more than that. I mean, do you massage it? Do you use coconut oil? Do you sing to it? I mean, what is it?
Pantene.
Pantene? There you go. Well, that's Pantene. Shout out to Pantene. What else?
For me, yeah, it's just Pantene. It's not about trying to make it bouncy. It's just trying to control it a bit. Use a bit of conditioner every day.
Yeah. The conditioner, tames it. Because, you don't want this all out. too much.
Too much, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, the reason why I ask is because when I've seen you guys perform live at Ding Dong, man, there's a lot of hair waving going along, right? You guys are all over there. Yeah. But, man, but the way it bounces is actually different from the usual head banging, whipping sort of thing. You guys kind of like, it's got its own life in itself. That's pretty cool, man. Well, there you go. I hope Pantene is listening, and I hope that they hear this and they'll sponsor you.
Sounds good.
To play that track, and that was actually The Ecstasy of Goal, composed by Ennio Morricone and performed by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra when they played alongside Metallica.
Oh, nice.
Wow. So you would have recognized that track.
What combo.
I played that because I know this Italian composer is a big influence on the Carnivorous Plant Society, and I wanted to know more. Why? Why is Ennio such a big influence?
Well, I mean, I think he uses the... I love his use of the trumpet. And I feel like the trumpet is kind of actually not the most versatile instrument. And certain genres... You know, certain genres when you're playing trumpet in it do not feel right. And... but then, yes, when you find the right genre for the trumpet and that sort of stuff, certainly it just sounds so great in there, you know? Powerful.
I also think that... our guitar player is Finn's brother, Tam, and I think that his guitar sound is quite jangly and kind of like, quite a lot of the time it just connotes like, yeah, the Western, country Western kind of thing. And so I reckon he could probably take a bit of credit for,
definitely.
That sound.
Yeah.
I'm just going to now, since you said that, is it Children of the Yard, which tends to be a little bit more country in this album, am I correct to say that?
It's a kind of
pretty fair.
Yep, country, almost a bit poppy, maybe country poppy.
Yeah,
with a little bit of Ennio Morricone.
Yes, is he playing guitar on that?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's so that comes back to what you said.
Ennio,
Ennio playing on that.
And I was just learning the name of our influence.
No. I was saying Ennio, like Morricone, is playing guitar on the track. It just sounded like you said he was, and I was just joking.
Well, you wish.
This is not the time or place.
Cool. And now to Shepherd's Rain. Have you considered incorporating strings and classical elements into your future body of work?
Yeah, definitely. We love strings, and there's actually strings in some of our songs in the old album.
Okay.
That are already in there. Even Legend, there's strings in there.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if you can hear it, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
You're in there.
Yeah? Are you a fan of spaghetti westerns and cowboys, Indians?
Well, your dad is. Yeah, my dad is.
Yeah. Because, you know, you hear Ennio Morricone and you always think of the good, the bad, the ugly, and all the spaghetti westerns, because that's kind of where he had a lot of his work.
Yeah.
So off away we go from Ennio to something a little bit more contemporary. So that is Stranded by Gojira, first single in 2016 from their sixth studio LP, Magma. And this is radio13.co.nz, The Bad Monkey. And I wanted to ask Shepherd's Rain, because I know Gojira is a big influence on your music and your sound. So tell us, you did a cover of this as well, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and why Gojira? Why a big influence?
Well, we just love their sound. The sound is awesome.
What is it about the sound? Is it the drums, the atmosphere, the vocals? What is it about specifically?
Yeah, I think everything's there. They do contribute to the very unique and sort of powerful sound. Especially the vocals, not everything, the vocals, the drummer's crazy. And especially the guitar style, I feel like they approach the guitars in a real sort of texture sort of way. So it's real heavy and technical, but they kind of create sort of unique sounds of like sort of guitar scrapes and slides is a big part of the riffs they do.
Right.
Yeah.
And
then backed up by that crazy vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a very strong voice.
This song particularly has a deeper meaning as well, because they were recording this album in New York, if I remember the story, and their mother fell ill. So they stopped the recording and went back home, and unfortunately the mum passed away. So they went back to the studio, and the Duplantier brothers, right, Joe and I remember it's Joe, yeah, it's Joe and Mario. Well, obviously Joe wrote the lyrics, and he's the vocalist, so he put all his frustration and anger into
that.
You can
hear it come out.
You can hear it, right?
Hear it come out.
Yeah. That's a pretty raw track. Okay, so now I want to switch gears again, ask Finn and Alistair about the new album, The People Below. So let's start off with the graphic novel. So how did this idea start that you would include the graphic novel with this new release?
Well, I guess in Auckland and Wellington, we've been finding the CD sales. People aren't so into buying CDs, so we thought it'd be nice to not print another whole lot of CDs that we'll have to carry around with us for the next couple of years until we slowly get rid of them all.
Right.
And I definitely have always been interested in doing a comic book.
Okay.
And, yeah, I thought it'd be nice to spend some time doing some drawing that wasn't animating, because could spend a bit longer on it and try to make the drawings a bit more pretty rather than animating, where you're just really trying to churn them out as quick as possible. And, yeah, I just started writing a comic book, and then it just happened that the album was going to be ready.
Oh, okay.
At the same time. So it just really made sense to put it inside there. Also, I guess one of the songs on the album is about the comic book. It's kind of about the characters in the comic book.
This is the character called Sid?
Shid.
Yeah. Okay, and who is Shid?
He is a small, wretched, skinny little man who lives on a deserted planet that used to have a big city on it that the city got taken away by an alien, and he's left behind in a small, kind of really shitty little village with just sort of like these tiny little brick houses, and he lives with his mum and in complete poverty, and he ends up finding the city that got stolen from his planet, and he travels to that city, and through the story he kind of goes through different like layers, and he keeps going kind of higher. Like the city is found to be floating up in space, and he keeps kind of going up to different levels, and as he gets higher, life gets more and more luxurious.
Okay.
Kind of. And so it's sort of, yeah, it kind of explores the subject of class inequality, or class sort of how just sort of getting higher up you get more of a luxurious life. And it's very deep. Yeah, it's kind of hard to talk about. It's sometimes comic books are good at conveying a story which is kind of too complicated to only use words to describe.
Absolutely. Mm. No, you said it right. And I hope listeners will go out there and get that, because it sounds like it's a pretty deep story.
Yeah, it's all we're selling it on our Bandcamp.
Okay.
So carnivorouspantsarty.com/Bandcamp. It's also at Flying Out and Southbound Records and Marbex at the moment. I'm going to bring in some to Real Groovy next week, so
fantastic,
should be available. Yeah. And of course at our gigs. Yeah,
excellent. And Alistair, from your perspective, how is this different from a production standpoint to the other albums? Did you produce this one?
Yep.
You worked on it? Yeah.
What
was different?
And then with the mixing, we have help from Tom Healy.
Okay.
He kind of like, because I'm not the most, I mean, I kind of do a lot of it, and then he helps us at the end.
Oh, you're pretty good. You've got
pretty
some
good
skills.
Yeah. I just thought I should mention that. But the production of it, yeah, I think it was actually, we just kept it more simple than all the other ones, actually. That first one that we heard Misty Magic Land from, that one was really piecemeal, and really like taking this one bit and then putting it through everything that we possibly could, piece of equipment, and then just assembling heaps of kind of Frankenstein parts, which was fun, and it took a long time. And then this one is just trying to just be more like what we play is kind of a little bit more what goes on there, and we just leave it a little bit more alone.
A bit more bandy, I guess.
A bit more bandy. And there's also a lot more singing on this one, on The People Below. And we also had a little bit of some lyrical ideas from James Milne, who's Lawrence Arabia. Because we kind of finished the comic, well, Finn finished the comic and the album kind of at the same time.
Okay.
And then we were recording The People Below, and then that was when some of the ideas kind of like came together.
The tune sort of magically stuck itself to the comic book.
Yeah.
And lyric tweaks, and all of a sudden it was about Shid and his journey from rags to riches.
Yeah, and then the lyrics from the song started informing the end of the comic book a little bit, so it was quite a nice synchronicity.
Well, let's hear now, hopefully, Shid becoming a bit of a sex guru.
Thank you.
There you go, Sex Guru. From The People Below, the latest album from Carnivorous Plant Society. Now, Shepherd's Reign, did that song make you feel sexy?
yeah, in a different sort of way.
That was groovy, wasn't it? What do you think of it?
That was real groovy, yep.
Yeah, real groovy. Both tracks that we heard, sort of music sort of creates its own sort of world.
Right.
All of the different sounds and tones and textures. So it's pretty out there, but and then with a nice rhythm section that keeps
it. Do you hear he said that? It's pretty out there. Oliver said that. It's pretty out there. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
Excellent. What was the standout in terms of instrumentation in that last track? Was there any standout?
That last one, is it a marimba?
Yeah, it's marimba, yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Managed to borrow a marimba from a good friend, and it's such a good instrument to have. Yeah. It's so nice. Yeah. And because often you're layering up your rhythm section parts, you know, you've got your guitars and then keyboards, and then, yeah, pitch percussion is just like this other layer of chords which can, I just feel like it fits so well in recording. I really like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd want to sneak in one more track here from Shepherd's Reign before we close. So here it is, and I'm going to ask you lots of questions. So pay attention, boys and girls. Play that song, and that was Take Me Back by Shepherd's Reign from their debut album in 2018, just last year, because if I didn't play it, I couldn't go home. My wife just loves that track. So this is an absolutely beautiful track, and I did my homework, believe me. You know, I asked around because I want to make sure that people who come to my show are truly cool people, right? So I wasn't sure about Shepherd's Reign because they look badass with their black, you know, and their bouncy hair, and, you know, they're pretty aggressive on stage. So I asked around and said, you know, how are these guys? And everyone tells me that they are the nicest people around. And I can now safely vouch that today. These guys are truly, truly cool people. So thank you for coming in on my show. I'd like to ask you, what's coming up for Shepherd's Reign?
Shepherd's Reign, well, we've got a couple of few gigs lined up this year, this year and next year. So coming up next Friday, we've got Emma G from USA. Our Fijian sister, she's coming over and we're playing at Dog's Bollocks next Friday.
Dog's Bollocks?
Yeah.
Okay,
and then
cool.
The following Tuesday, we were in Navarra at Lounge in Hamilton.
Awesome.
We're also playing at Anthology 4th of October.
Oh, you are? Okay, you're going to fill that place with your sound. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
With $40 till Tuesday. That's another band.
All right.
They're awesome. And then we've got Middlefest September 27th, which is in Paihia.
Okay.
And then Smash Fest, which is next year, January the 10th to the 12th, I think it is.
And yeah. That's down in...
And that's in Gisborne.
Gisborne, wow.
That's a big one, yeah.
Ooh, going Smash down Fest, south, right? Yeah. Awesome. Wow, you guys are going to be busy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be sure. I'm going to try to at least attend the gigs in Auckland.
Oh, yeah, man. If you can, that'll be awesome.
And take some pretty pictures of you guys and your bouncy hair. So remember, Pantene. Yeah, Pantene. You better go check out these boys.
Yeah.
And on to Carnivorous Plant Society. What's up with you boys and girls?
Well, yes, sadly, we've only got one gig coming up. But it's a big one. It's the Others Way Festival.
The 30th of August. Right.
Oh, nice. Yes, we're playing at the Neck of the Woods. And
excellent.
Yeah, we're just going to put all our energy into that.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, check these guys out at the Others Way, because that is truly going to be a big one too. Mm. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you to all you wonderful people
for
coming on the show.
Yeah,
you've been awesome. So well behaved. I was the only one being bad and cussing. Didn't get anyone out of you guys. And
I forgot.
I finally got something in. Well, this is episode 9 of the Bad Monkey Music Show. We are on every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. on 104.6 FM. So check out our podcast as well on radio13.co.nz. Don't forget to also check out the special show we have on next week, because the Radio 13 DJs are going to get together, have fun, and look back at the year so far on our favorite gigs and albums. Until then, you can let the boys and girls back into the house now. This is the Bat Monkey signing out. Laters. Peace.
Gone down, boy.